All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Wolf Creek Infrastructure Financing District. Today's May 5th, 2026. It's 11:32 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. John, your chair, would you like to start?
John Lewis, Chair.
Shane Dunleavy, Vice Chair.
Jeff Reese, remind me my title.
You're the clerk, sir.
Clerk.
Matt Entz with Snow, Jensen and Reese District Council.
Brendan Campbell with Pinnacle Consulting Accounting Services.
Derek Campbell with Pinnacle Consulting.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. Board, first up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting on April 16th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I have reviewed. They look accurate.
Okay, could I get a motion, Shane?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the prior meeting.
I'll second that.
Thanks, John. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Next up, quarterly expenditures and financial reports. Brendan, take it away.
Perfect. Okay. You should now see on your screen a payment detail report.
Yes, sir.
The payment detail report is for all of the transactions that all of the payments, I should say it that way, that were issued in Q1 of 2026. And so we have it broken down by account. You can see this top section. This is our administrative fund. This is where all of the administrative monies are spent from. And you can see the payments to Pinnacle Consulting and Snow Jensen Reese for the administrative costs totaling $35,245 in Q1. We don't have any bond-related payments, and so you see some accounts listed there, but no payments there. But then down below at the end of the report, you can see the construction fund. And so this is where we see the monies being spent for the actual project-related infrastructure costs. So you can see a handful, various payments beginning in January through the end of March, but a total of $9,854,637 paid out to the various vendors that were paying. Any questions on the payment detail report?
The only question I have is, can you show me on the report where land payoffs will be? I know we just had one and it just missed this report, but I'm curious where we'll see that in the future.
So any payments that would be coming out of the construction fund would be under this account under the construction fund.
I'm actually talking about paying the bond down when we sell.
Oh, land. Oh, sorry. When you're talking about land payouts, you're talking about, yes, thank you.
The
Appreciate that
assessment fees,
clarification.
yeah.
Yeah. So with those assessment fees, as they're collected, as you mentioned, we did have some that came through in April. Those payments will get paid to the bond holders on the next scheduled payment date. And I believe the payment dates are June 1st and December 1st on these bonds. And
Okay.
so you would see those come out of this bond fund account. And so they'll show up, for example, for next quarter, because I know we received some monies and we'll be making a payment here in about 25 days. And so you'll see that on next quarter's payment as a pay down on the bonds out of the bond fund.
Right. Thank you.
Any other questions? All right. Michael, you good if I just move right into the
Yep.
financial statements?
Yep. We can take a motion on both of them.
So the next report we have is your first quarter financial statements. So this is your general fund, debt service fund, and capital projects fund. It shows all of the activity through these funds. So the first fund that we'll talk about on your screen here is the general fund. So the general fund, I'll start at the top and just go down, but the columns by explanation. On the left-hand column, you have the adopted budget, so the budget that was adopted by the board last fall. And then we have our actual activity through March 31st in the middle. And then we have the variance column on the right-hand side. You can see the difference between our budget and our actual activity. So starting, I'll focus my comments primarily on the middle column, but please stop me if you have any questions along the way and like any clarification or anything. So starting at the top, the district did have funds on hand in the general fund, and they are in interest-bearing accounts. And so there was interest income of roughly $1,100 in the first quarter. From an expenditure standpoint, their administrative costs that we see are for accounting, our insurance, and legal and district management costs, totaling $19,776. For 2025, fiscal year 2025, paid in 2026, we do have a financial statement audit. So you will see some invoices come through and some payments out to the auditor. You'll see some more insurance costs this summer as premiums are paid. But generally, everything is tracking within budget, within the $51,000 budget. Now, dropping down to the bottom, not to the very bottom, but near the bottom where it says ending fund balance, you can see in the middle that after expenses paid, cash on hand is $70,541. And just as a reminder, the origin or the source of those monies is when we issued the bonds. There were monies set aside to cover administrative costs for the first couple of years of the project. And so those monies, that's of that reserve that was set aside at closing, we have $70,541 remaining. Then moving down to our debt service fund. Starting at the top, we have our interest income. There are reserves, capitalized interest, as well as a required reserve. Interest on those bonds or those holdings for Q1 were $160,000 roughly. You do note that in the expenditure section, there is a bond interest payment budgeted amount. We have not spent any to date because of the June 1st, December 1st payment cycle. And so you'll start to see those come through. What I will tell you is that this bond interest amount that was identified was the scheduled bond interest amount and did not take into consideration any advance payments for what we were just talking about in April. And so there will be some additional payments with of principal that are going to show up for 2026. And so later this year, we will need to amend the budget to include those acceleration payments on the principal amounts. And so we'll do that later this year. But you will see, in addition to this interest moving from zero to a number, you'll also see bond principal added to this category for those advance payments. Then moving down to the ending fund balance, after the activity through March 31st, the district does have $16.7 million, which is held in reserve for those required capitalized interest and debt service reserve requirements. And then moving down to our capital projects fund. Starting at the top, we do have funds in that capital project account, and so there's some interest earned. Q1 is about $141,000. In Q1, moving down to expenditures, the district has paid out roughly $5.8 million in capital project monies. And then moving down to the ending fund balance, as of March 31st, the district had remaining $5,865,000 of monies available for additional project payments. Right, any questions? All
Oh,
right.
nope, I'm good.
Then that is our presentation of our Q1 financial.
Okay.
I'll make a
Back to
motion
you.
to approve our Q1 financials.
I'll
Perfect.
second. Thanks, Shane. Thanks, John. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, next thing, Utah Local Governments Trust. That's who we have our insurance with. We have a $5 million policy currently. The premium has been 3,500. They came back and said, hey, to keep it at 5 million, we need to increase the premium to 5,000. So we asked, hey, we want to keep it at the 35. What do we need to do? So they can move us to a $2 million policy. Now, the new districts, we do 2 million. At the time, they basically only had a 5 million. That was their lowest. So we just want to double check with you guys that you're comfortable going down to the 2 million. Matt and I have talked. We're both comfortable. Again, that's what most of the new districts are doing is 2 million because now that's an option through the trust.
What does this insurance cover?
It's our general liability insurance policy.
It's general liability, and it also includes trustee and officer E&O coverage, and some other things. But yeah, we just feel like the PID's exposure to liability is limited because it, the PID is not directly developing the project. So it's frankly, we would have probably recommended 2 million originally if that was available to us, but wasn't at the time. Now that it is, we'd recommend that just to keep the premiums in control. So
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
You guys good with that? Okay.
Jeff, you good?
Okay. Next thing, the legislature did two things to us this cycle, this session. So first one is new conflict of interest disclosures. You guys did them originally. Their disclosures that they've had to do over the last few years is really detailed. So they thought they'd share the pain with everyone else. So now all governmental entities in Utah, everybody has to do the same disclosure. So Matt, has Tyler sent those out?
Yeah, it looks like he sent it out just before the meeting.
Yeah, I
Okay.
saw that come in right before.
So we just have to do it every year. The window to do it in is January 1st to January 31st every year going forward. Obviously, that doesn't work this year. So just try to get them to us as fast as you can. So in our December meeting, when we do the budget, we'll send those out to you as a reminder. And then we'll send you the previous years. That way, you know what you listed, what you need to update, and then get it back to us. So we're going to try to make it as easy as we can on you. But
Okay.
it was one of those surprises from a gift from the legislature, let's just say that.
Sounds
All
good.
right. So, second thing that they did is they passed a law that says we need to have the district's board meetings have an anchor location inside of the district. If there's no place inside of the district, then inside the creating entity of the district. So, we just need somebody to be at a location. That way, if some member of the public were to show up, they could participate in the meeting. Everything else stays the same. We'll still run the meeting. We'll still record. We'll do the minutes. We just need somebody to be at a meeting location physically so that they
Okay.
can log on to the meeting. So,
Okay.
question, is there a place inside the district where the public would be allowed to go and would it be ADA accessible?
Yeah, our office would meet that.
Okay.
That's 3718 Wolf Creek Drive. It's the address you have for us.
Okay,
Okay.
perfect. Then that'll work. Christy will still post everything on the public notice website, but what we will need is you guys to post within the 24 or before the 24-hour period, so that just somewhere like on the door, or if there's a sign out front, somewhere where the public could see it, so they
Okay.
know, oh, this is the place. So,
Sounds good.
okay, so she'll coordinate, I'm assuming, with Candace.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, we'll have her reach out to Candace then so that she can post. So, story behind it, there was a PID in Payson. Some elderly gentleman wanted to know more about the PID. He tried to go. Couldn't find it online, couldn't find the Zoom link. The address was obviously ours in St. George, and so he complained to his legislator, who's a neighbor of his. So they ran the bill. So
Looks like kids are getting pretty hammered in the media right now.
they are. Matt was a rock star. They gave him what, two sentences? And he talked to the guy how many times and emails back and forth. But
It felt very much like if you guys saw those KSL articles, like I was the token, the token counter voice, so they could say it wasn't 100% one-sided,
right.
when it
Right.
was
It's frustrating.
95% one-sided.
Good.
Anything you guys have for us?
I don't think so. I think we're in good shape. We'll just get these withdrawals hopefully finalized today. And you guys have been in contact with Wolf Creek Water and Sewer's attorney, David Wright, and kept him updated, I assume.
I have not seen that. If we need to, we can reach out to him once they're recorded. We can send him the documents so that he has them, knows
I've been keeping them
what's been done.
updated.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Matt.
I've just been sending him an email every time we do something. So,
Perfect.
okay. Yeah, as soon as that's done, I'll do the same here.
Okay, I appreciate that.
So yesterday I sent Candace the quarterly report to have her update the development. So if she can just remember to get that done and get it back to me. Okay. All right, that's everything I have.
All right, I'll make a motion we adjourn the meeting.
Thanks, Shane. Thanks, John. All those in favor say aye.
Bye.
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 Okay. Good to see you guys as always.